Welcome, everybody. You have found your way to the Psychic Playground here on 1-2 Radio. And I'm your host, Jay Barvell. I'm so grateful to be here with you this wonderful Wednesday. It is August 21st at just after 4 p.m. Pacific here on the West Coast. And I am so grateful you're here with me. We're going to have a great show tonight about connecting with our spirit animals. So before we jump into that, I'm going to give you a little bit of the rundown of our show here that we got for you. You know the topic, and now I want to address the flow. So we're going to have our topic of conversation. I'm going to get into some talking points to the reason why this particular topic has come forward for tonight. We're going to pull some cards to see which spirit animals come forward for us here tonight for this group that is listening in. And then we'll have an opportunity the second half of the show to pull a card for those of you individually who request a reading in the private chat that we have going on over simultaneously to the broadcast on Facebook. Oh my goodness, not really our partner, but it is the place that is housing our private chat, Facebook. And you can get there by going to the station website, which is www.12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. Once you get there, click on the chat button there at the left-hand side of the screen. You will see another window come up. It is taking you to a private Facebook group called the same name, 1-2 Radio. Once you get there, if this is your first time, send us over an invitation. We'll get you approved while we're live on the air. And for those of you that are here with me every week, you're already there. Oh my goodness, let me go over there and say hello to Renee. Hi, Renee. It's great to see you this evening. Thank you for being here and joining us. And I want to say, for those of you that are navigating Facebook, it can be a little bit tricky when it comes to looking at the comments, because when you open up the comments, it automatically defaults to top comments. And in order to see all the comments, you have to click on all comments. So I just clicked all comments and I see Renee and I see her big smiling face with her hi avatar. It's great to see you, Renee. Thank you for being here. And Catherine is joining us as well. And she says, hi, Jay and friends. Happy to be burning the midnight oil with us. We are so grateful that you're here. We know that you're joining us from across the pond. Yes, we are grateful that you're joining us and you're up late. We hope and trust that we're providing content that will be inspiring, but then inspiring to help you go to sleep. All right. Thank you, Catherine, for being here. And my mom, Daylene, she's here. She says, hi, everyone. Enjoy your evening. Well, thank you so much, Mom. I appreciate it. Thank you for the well wishes for us here on the show and for the entire listening audience here around the 1-2 Radio campfire. And Renee says, have a cool Wednesday. And I want to pass that on to all of you. All right, so let's check in on the 5 points that I came up with regarding the power and importance of connecting with our spirit animals. And the first one that came up is guidance and wisdom. Guidance and wisdom. And this is what I got for that guidance and wisdom aspect. Connecting with your spirit animal provides access to a deeper source of guidance and wisdom. Spirit animals often appear during significant life changes or challenges, offering insight and clarity on the best path forward. By attuning yourself to their presence, you can tap into ancient knowledge and learn valuable lessons that are relevant to your current situation. Guidance and wisdom. Number 2, personal empowerment. Spirit animals embody specific qualities and strengths that can help you unlock your own potential. Whether it's the courage of a lion, the intuition of a wolf, or the adaptability of a snake, connecting with your spirit animal can empower you to embrace these traits within yourself. Capital S. This connection fosters self-confidence and encourages you to face challenges with resilience and determination. Enhanced intuition and awareness, number 3. Enhanced intuition and awareness. Spirit animals enhance your intuitive abilities and heighten your awareness of the world around you. By building a relationship with your spirit animal, you become more attuned to the subtle energies and signs from the universe. This connection sharpens your intuition, making you more perceptive to opportunities, dangers, and to the true intentions of others. Number 4, spiritual growth and transformation. Spiritual growth and transformation. Number 4. The journey of connecting with your spirit animal is often one of profound spiritual growth and transformation. Spirit animals guide you through personal evolution, helping you shed old patterns, embrace new beginnings, and align more closely with your true self. This transformative process deepens your spiritual practice and strengthens your connection to the divine. What a beautiful thing. And lastly, but not leastly, number 5, sense of purpose. Oh my goodness, I'm really stumbling over my words. Sense of purpose and belonging. Sense of purpose and belonging. Establishing a connection with your spirit animal can provide a greater sense of purpose and belonging. Spirit animals remind you that you are part of a larger web of life and that you have a unique role to play in the world. This relationship fosters a deeper connection to nature, the universe, and your own spiritual path, giving you a clearer understanding of your place and your purpose in life. So that is the foundation that we're working from tonight. And I am using a deck of cards by Kyle Gray called Angels and Ancestors. And even though it is not just an animal deck, I really like the artist illustrations that are a part of this deck. And many of the cards have animals. So what I did was I went through the deck and I've got all the cards that have a spirit animal on them. And I'm going to go ahead and shuffle them and see which 5 spirit animals come forward for us this evening as we are here together for this beautiful radio show and giving us this opportunity to connect with our own personal spirit animals. And I have the attention and intention that we're going to pick spirit animals that are like the prominent spirit animals that are a part of this group, whether it's a current spirit animal you're working with or maybe one that you might have worked with from the past. All right, so I need to set the microphone down here and shuffle the deck. I'm going to go ahead and pick the cards, and then we'll go back over the meaning and application. All right, spirit animals to come forward. I asked for our spirit animals to come forward, the prominent ones for this group of listeners on 12radio.com here for the Psychic Playground with Jay Varvel. We're going to get real specific here. All right, let's see what comes through. I'm going to cut the deck. All right, first one is, oh, come on, the bee. The bee. Now we have the hawk. And now the wolf. And the white buffalo. And the snake. All right. I'm excited about this. All right. So for the bee. First off, let's tune into the general meaning of the bee. And the bee is a symbol of hard work, community, perseverance. It also represents the interconnectedness of life and the importance of working together towards a common goal. Bees are also associated with abundance, prosperity, and the sweet reward of hard work. So how does the bee apply to us right now? So when the bee appears as our spirit animal, it's a reminder for us to focus on our work and to stay dedicated to our tasks. It encourages us to find balance in our life by harmonizing our work with our social interactions. And the bee also urges us to be mindful of how our efforts contribute to the greater good of our community and our family. And it also signifies that our hard work may soon pay off, bringing the sweetness and abundance, that particular sweetness and abundance into our life. Bee. Are bees showing up for you in your world? Have bees been your spirit animal from the past? Are bees making an introduction to themselves and their energy now? Just on a side note with bees, have you noticed, for those of you that were maybe terrified of them as a kid or even as an adult, but have learned how to be more calm and peaceful and not freak out, do you notice how different of an experience it is when the bees come, when you aren't so afraid? Like what kind of different experience it is when you interact with them versus like barely having any experience at all because you're running the other direction. So just something to think about there. I know for some of you that may be deathly allergic, I understand your fear. But for those of you that are not allergic and just afraid of being stung, it's an opportunity to stand strong in your power and see what happens next time a bee comes flying around you. See how it navigates around you when you are not putting off that energy of freak out and or like swatting at it. And I've been on both sides, and that's why I'm saying this, because I know that there is a difference. At least there's one that I've noticed, and I'm just checking to see if any of you have noticed out there in the listening audience. Maybe what I've noticed, maybe something else, but please share in the comments. I'll share it live on the air. Okay, so now for the hawk. And when a hawk shows up as a spirit animal, I want to be clear here. I used the Kyle Gray deck in order to find our spirit animals tonight, but I am tuning in for the meaning. I'm not reading his book. So if you have the deck of cards and you have his book, it may line up. It may be different, or it may be a little bit of both, but I just wanted to be clear. That I'm not going off of his interpretation, because honestly, the cards are not about the animals. It's an oracle card deck, so there are other phrases here. So I just wanted to clarify that in case you have the deck and you have it in front of you and you're confused on what's happening. Okay, so the hawk. And the hawk showing up as a symbol, as a spirit animal, is a symbol of vision, insight, and the ability to see the big picture. It also represents heightened awareness and the power of observation. Hawks are also messengers, often seen as a sign that a higher power is guiding you. A higher power is guiding you. All right, so what's the application when a hawk shows up? And we definitely have a beautiful hawk showing up. I can feel the hawk spiraling and just flying above us as we are talking about him. It feels like a hymn. So when a hawk appears as our spirit animal, it is often a call to rise above the noise and distractions of daily life. So that way we can gain a broader perspective. We can like go up 30,000 feet. So we're going up like flying above and seeing things from that perspective. And it encourages us to trust our intuition and to pay attention to the signs around us. So hawks also remind us to stay focused on our goals and to be aware of the opportunities that might be easily missed. So if you don't have any goals, this is an opportunity to maybe write some down and ask the hawk spirit animal to help you with the fulfillment of those goals, helping you see the opportunities, helping you see the networking opportunities and the relationship opportunities that otherwise might be being missed. And lastly, it is a sign to be vigilant and to act with purpose and clarity. You are not necessarily going to find that out in the world in mass, but you can definitely hone and work on these qualities on our own and in small groups. And much like we're doing here together, getting to know some spirit animals that are coming to make themselves known and apparent for this radio show and this time together that we have. And as I said before, these spirit animals may have shown up for you before, and they may be new guests in your spirit realm, your magical spirit realm of guides, ascended masters, and ancestors, and guardian angels. Oh my gosh, you guys, it's been like 104, like 105 the past few days in Los Angeles. And I'm in air conditioning, thank God, but I am not great with heat. So when I go out, it's like a little bit of a toll on my energy. And I'm feeling that. So I just took the reason why I'm sharing that is because I just took a huge drink of my LaCroix lime flavored water. I know I probably can be drinking a better water in the sense of pure and spring water with no flavoring, but I'm enjoying the refreshment that I'm getting from the LaCroix right now. So you might have just heard me doing the gulp, 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 even though I was trying to be a little discreet about that. Okay, so Woof. Woof is coming up as one of our guides. And the wolf is a symbol of loyalty, strength, and intuition. And it represents the importance of social connectedness and working within family structures. So wolves are also seen as teachers, pathfinders, guiding others with wisdom and strength. How are those qualities showing up in you? And here's how you might notice some of the application. So there's going to be some encouragement coming through to trust our instincts and to be aware of our role within our community and our family. And it also signifies being true to ourself, while also considering the needs of those around us. And it also teaches us to balance independence with social responsibility and guiding us to lead with strength and compassion. Beautiful. Beautiful. So we have the sacred white buffalo. And the sacred white buffalo is a symbol. Well, and I just want to slow down here. You may be noticing as I read these descriptions coming through in this moment regarding these spirit animals. I want to say that this is your opportunity to connect with the energy of that particular animal and with the particular qualities that are coming through. And if you feel led to do more research, the internet is a huge wide open space to do more research on what are the other attributes and what are the other qualities. And I also want to recommend a book. It's called Animals Speak by Ted Andrews. Animals Speak by Ted Andrews. And he gives like a myriad of descriptions for all the creepy crawlers, the winged ones, the four-legged ones, all of them. And his descriptions are some that I have, the descriptions are very well thought out, well researched. And he gives a lot of different applications of how the different animals and the symbolism applies across the world. And so that's a really fascinating book to check out if you want to do more of a deep dive into spirit animals. And also if you want to have a reference guide that is not on the internet, that you can do research and look up animals that come up in your life to be able to see what their meaning is. And to help you be able to learn what your intuition is helping you see, as well as helping to physicalize it with the impressions and research that others have put in through their time and energy and effort. And of course, bottom line, it's really always going with what resonates with you and your heart and what's going on with your specific situation. This is a general reading, and this is a general grouping that we're pulling of spirit animals. Of course, you may have some that are the same, and you may have some that are completely different. We're just looking at these particular five that have come up here tonight. So, pardon me, back to the white buffalo. The white buffalo is a symbol of hope, abundance, and the spiritual significance in many indigenous, it has a deep, deep spiritual significance in many indigenous cultures. And it also is a representation of the divine and the manifestation of spiritual truths in the physical world. And lastly, the white buffalo is often seen as a sign of peace and blessings. And as you know, the white buffalo has a whole significance to itself, a whole mythology. And you can do more research on the internet of specifically pulling that prophecy up. I believe there's a Hopi prophecy. And there is a deep dive that we do on Backstage Pass with Aaron. If you go back to the episode with Aaron Carrera and Prophecy Rock, you can listen in more for more information about that. And Aaron also does a show on Prophecy Rock around the same time. If you want to check out her on-demand section, because she also gets into that prophecy on her show. And it's a really, really great show. It was because of that show that we were inspired to have her come on Backstage Pass. So regarding the application of the white buffalo, I'm going to kind of look at this from more specifically just the general qualities of the buffalo. And again, like I said, if you want to do more research specific to the white buffalo, I'm going to let you all do that on your own time and see that as a fun homework assignment. So they're a powerful sign that we're on the right path and that our spiritual practice is bringing about positive changes in our life. I feel like it's encouraging us to stay grounded in our beliefs, our trajectory, and trust in the abundance of the universe. The buffalo also signifies that blessings are on their way and that we should remain open to receiving them with gratitude and humility. And so, speaking of gratitude, we have a gratitude board over on 1-2-listen.com. That is our sister site to 1-2-radio.com. It's where most of us hosts who are also advisors over on 1-2-listen, it's where you can find us for one-on-one support, healing sessions, psychic readings, oracle card readings, tarot readings, astrology readings, human design readings, and so much more. So please check that out over at 1-2-listen.com. And the gratitude board is a part of 1-2-listen, and it's a free service on 1-2-listen that you can place what you're grateful for. And we, all of us advisors, bring our attention to your intentions and your affirmations of gratitude. And by doing that, we are growing that energy exponentially, which not only brings more to be grateful for in your life, it also puts a magnification on your manifestation power. And if you want to even kick it up a higher notch, you can put what you want to manifest in present tense on the gratitude board as a way to help you bolster and boon your manifestation power to bring what you want to manifest into being, into the physical, for your highest and best good, of course. So please check that out, and it will definitely help supercharge your gratitude practice. And you can join in with a whole community of others. It is anonymous, but you can also put your name. So back to our spirit animals for tonight that are coming forward. And the last but not least for this evening is the snake, the symbol of transformation, healing, and rebirth. It also represents the shedding of old skin and the embracing of new beginnings. How many of you have run across in your life, whether it was back in childhood during school, where I remember we had a snake and we got to see it go through that molting process, and where it began to come out of its old skin, and then where you inevitably see the old skin there left, and then the snake emerges and it's all fresh and new and a little bigger. And what a magical process that is, whether you have seen that in a classroom setting or whether you've somehow run across it in the wild, it's pretty incredible. And that mystery of the snake is also associated with wisdom, intuition, and the cycles of life and death. Well, and don't forget the snake's appearance in the Bible, but we're not going to get into that deeper meaning. But as I just wanted to say that because the snake has definitely been with us and has been represented in literature for eons and eons. And so let's look at the application of the snake when it shows up as our spirit animal, when it shows up a spirit animal in your world. It is signaling a major transformation is occurring in your life. And look around the world. You just need to look around the world to see that that is happening. And you need to look no further than your own life. And it's also encouraging us to all embrace the change and to release what no longer serves us, to make room for that change. And the snake also reminds us to trust in the natural cycles of life. Resistance is going to come up, but it's about learning how to trust in that natural flow, knowing that the endings often lead to new beginnings. And then lastly, it's a powerful, powerful symbol of personal growth and conscious and the conscious and the, I'm trying to think of what word to use, the ongoing process of our evolution. It's not a one and done kind of thing. It's something that we are working on. While we are breathing and while we are living our life, we are working on it. Okay, so I want to check back in and see who's joining me. I want to say hello to you all over in the chat. And I also want to open up. It's time for mini energy readings. If you'd like a mini energy reading, please go ahead and put your request in the comment section. They're over in our private Facebook chat group called 1-2 Radio. I've already got to say hi to Catherine and Renee and my mom, Daylene. And look who else is here. Cindy's here. Cindy says, good evening. Jay, happy to be here. Hope I can figure out my spirit animal. I hope you can too. I feel like you're on the right track. And look, you gave us another method to help tune in and to use the powerful form of divination to help us get tuned in to what's going on inside of us. And if you didn't see on the chat, Cindy has posted this GIF that is like a moving Oracle card deck. And if you do a screenshot on your phone or on your computer with the intention of wanting to know what spirit guide is, which spirit guide is with you now, kind of a thing, you can take the screenshot and see what the animal is that pops up on the screenshot. And that's the spirit animal for you personally, if you want to take a spin using that post that Cindy posted in the comments. You can't miss it. It says, what spirit animal is calling you today? What spirit animal is calling to you today? And it says, take a screenshot to reveal. Very, very self-explanatory. I love it. Very easy. And Renee says, a yellow jacket bee came and landed on my hand while I was mowing the lawn today. I was wearing gloves. Well, that's kind of awesome because you were wearing gloves, so it just adds to that extra layer of protection. And did it give you an opportunity to just take a closer look, to just notice something unique and different about it? I'm curious. And I'm still reading this, a yellow jacket bee. I don't know that I've heard of yellow jackets, I've heard of bees, but I don't know that I've ever heard of a yellow jacket bee. I would love to see what that looks like. So many different kinds of insects. I mean, if you really think about it, the variations that we have on the planet are just something incredible. Or, you know, across the globe, you know, different kinds of grasshoppers, different kinds of bees, different kinds of butterflies, different kinds of birds. I mean, the list goes on. All right. So Karen says, hi, Jay. So glad to hear you. And I'm so glad you're here, Karen. It's great to see you here tonight. And also thank you, Cindy, for being here. And so now is the time to put your request. If you would like a mini energy reading, we have about 20 minutes of time left together. And I can pull a card for you and see what comes through. Don't forget, you gotta switch it to all comments. And I love it. Cindy says, you as well, to my mom, Daylene's comment. Hi, everyone. Enjoy your evening. What a beautiful community we got here. And we have Cindy. Cindy is first. She says, I would love a mini energy reading. Then we have Catherine. She says, would welcome a mini reading, Jay, and thank you for reconnecting me with some old friends. So is Karen. And she has a picture of some toads that are back. How exciting is that? Okay, I'm going to still use that Kyle Gray deck. I'm going to see if any other spirit animals come forward here. I'm mixing all the cards together, so it's not just the ones with the animals. We'll see what comes forward. And this card is for Cindy. We are looking for a card for Cindy for her highest and best good. I'm going to take a drink again. And we're going to do one more really good shuffle for Cindy. And Cindy, your card for tonight. Druid. Druid. Hold the space. Hold the space. I feel like you're getting somebody's pushback in your life. Like someone is like trying to stand up to you. Someone is trying to test your authority. And like if you look at it from a, like a personal attack kind of place, it can be easily like it can be the kind of thing that easily triggers you and sets you off. But it feels like if you can come at it from more of an empowered perspective and apply one of the tenets of one of the markisms of show up and be your own counter narrative voice. Like how are we our counter narrative voice in situations where in the past we've only just been stuck with one side of it. And by filling in that story, showing, you know, giving yourself the other side of where that person's coming from, why they're coming from that place, and also reminding yourself of where you're coming from and your position of power, your position of authority. So then it can be more like you're just swatting a fly to get them to go away. You know, it's being able to minimize the situation from being a big disaster or like a seemingly disastrous kind of interaction versus, as I said, like a horse and their tail just kind of whips around and whacks the flies off. And then it doesn't think twice about it. You know, it just keeps on about going on about its day. It's not letting it stop it. And in the same way, just finding that power position, holding your ground, standing your ground, and then moving from there and being able to minimize this blip on the radar that's coming up that seems like a tsunami, but then to really look at it again, put perspective to it and see that it's really just in fact a blip on the radar and you just swatted it away. I hope that message helps. Cindy, let us know. And Catherine. Catherine is next. Catherine would love a mini reading. I'm mixing comments. She would welcome. But I bet she would love it too. all right, Catherine. Catherine. Highest and best good. We have the Medicine Mother. Medicine Mother. Honor your inner knowing. Honor your inner knowing. So much like in Cindy's reading, where there's some kind of challenge to her authority coming up, I feel like in your case, Catherine, there is somebody challenging your spiritual authority. There is someone that is challenging your belief system. And not just your belief system, like I believe that where your belief is like a religious view or like you're taking on a religious belief from somebody else or from another group. It's not that. It's more like you're being called out for your deeply held feelings and emotions about your life, your purpose, your understanding of your role and other people's role. I feel like somebody's really questioning that about your life and about where you're coming from. And they're trying to like pull the rug out from under you. And I feel like it's really important to reinitiate your connection with your divine feminine within. I don't feel like you got disconnected from it, but I feel like there is an aspect and something that is empowering to connecting in this moment, honoring that connection in this moment. And I would even do a little ritual for yourself. And it can be as simply as lighting a candle with an intention for healing. and an intention to fill that divine feminine, that divine motherly kind of energy to come in to your life, to your body from the inside out, to your energy field. So you can really be tuned in to that frequency that is a part of you that may feel like you've been either disassociated from, disconnected from, or like there's some kind of distortion. I'm just seeing that this would really help reconnect you to your value, to your worth, and to your ability to hold fast and hold true to how you do see the world. And not only this physical world, but how the spiritual world interacts and plays a role in our physical life, and how they work together. They're not as individualized as many people want to see them to be. And I just feel again like this, whoever is questioning you is really just trying to pull you back into a worldview. It feels like a family view that other person is comfortable with. But it isn't yours. It isn't like, it doesn't honor you. And it in fact, disempowers you to take it on. It makes you feel less than. So hold true to what you know to be true. And keep taking it one step at a time, Catherine. All right, medicine woman. Connect to the medicine woman within. All right, Karen, this card is for you. Karen is next. She said, I would love a mini energy reading. And Karen also has some toads showing up in her world again. Card for Karen. Fire Guardian. Fire Guardian. Ignite your passions. Ignite your passions. Karen, I feel like it's important for you to have some time getting in touch with your inner child and your creativity. And I don't just mean one particular type of creativity. Like, let's say you're a painter, or you can draw, or you can color. That's part of it. And that's part, like, doing one of those things that you're already comfortable in doing will help you access your creative flow of energy. But the creative flow of energy that I'm talking about is your flow, like the flow itself, not the particular way it comes through you. Like in the way of painting, drawing, dancing, writing, so forth. I feel like connecting relationships. There's a certain kind of passion you have for that. So I feel like it's important to get back in touch with your passion fires, to spend some time getting back in touch with those passion fires through getting back in touch with your creativity. I just feel like a faucet can be turned on and off, like your creative faucet has been turned down. And in order for you to be able to pull in and bring in the things that you want to bring into your life, it's important for that creative flow, that creative faucet to be turned on. Turned way up. And you do that through expression, like actually expressing those creative ideas, those creative musings that come through, especially the ones that you feel in your heart are yours to bring in and create yourself. Sometimes we are part of a visioning of a bigger idea, but we aren't the one to specifically bring it into fruition. But there is something about us joining with a creative pool of all those others on the planet, that we create some things that are global. And Karen, for you, I feel like there are some things that want to be created through you, but I feel like you kind of like shoot them down before you, like before they see the light of day. So part of that is happening because your mind is just too strong, too quick on the draw to shoot it down. And it's important for you to, again, connect to your creative potential, your creative flow, that inner imagination, and not only connect with it, but actualize it through doing what you're inspired to do. And I would start with the things that aren't about making money first, so that there isn't that pressure on it. You can work up to that, but first start with the things that are just getting the flow going again, just helping you play. And I feel like this process is going to be with you from now until fall. And I feel like by fall, just like we're going to be burning more fires because it's fall and it's cooler, I feel like you will be more in touch with that passion fire again. It will be more, glowing brighter. And I feel like you will be experiencing by then what I see right now. You're struggling to create, struggling to experience, struggling to make happen. I feel like that's going to flow for you in a much bigger and surprising kind of way. But it is like the first step to that, though, is to get in touch with your creativity and accessing that through your imagination and your relationship with your inner child. Your inner child, she's waving at me. I see her on a bike and she is giving me a big smile and she's waving at me. Feels like, I don't know if you really enjoyed biking when you were a kid, but that might be something also to take a look at and see if you don't have a bike and it's possible to get one. If that was something that you really did enjoy, for example, that could also be a potential thing to bring back, and also see what sense of adventure, to see what sense of play that it brings out in you now. All right, so I'm going to check in on the comments, see if anyone else has put a request. And I believe we have some updates from those that I read for already. And of course, you know, Facebook, you got to refresh a couple times. You got to go to my banner. You got to click on the comments. And then you got to click on all comments. Because it doesn't keep that stored for some reason. All right. So Cindy says, thank you, Jay. You are spot on. Awesome. Well, I mean, not awesome on what I'm spot on about, but awesome that I'm spot on. But I don't feel like it's going to be much longer that you're going to have to deal with this, Cindy. Renee says, yellow jackets are yellow with black stripes. They are not a bee that collects pollen for honey, but the other kind. Ah, gotcha. Okay, gotcha. And Catherine says, thank you, Jay. As I am in my parents' home, I have kept my medicine woman very quiet and small. So your message is very... I'm not sure what the APT symbolizes. I know I usually symbolize that as like apartment. But I know you're not saying that it is a very apartment, probably very pertinent or the like. And I hear you. And honestly, that is got to be one of the hardest challenges with regards to our parents, especially when they're still embodying a very rigid view from the past. And they're looking at what we're up to as like, you know, modern and woo-woo or worse, could be evil or demonic. It is something that you have to tread lightly, but also still wherever you can, show your authentic self when you can, but knowing that you don't have to explain it, it's more just be it. And, Cindy says, wow, Jay, I could see her on the bike too. I feel like that was a visitation from your inner child. She was like really coming through strong. And she was very happy. I feel like she is very happy. And I know that that has come through a lot of self-reflection and time with her. And it has really paid off. All right, everybody, we are at the top of the hour. I have to make way for Ginger and Heart Matters. She's coming up next. And then we have Oliver with his show. And then right after Oliver, our last show of the evening is Raven with Raven's Rabbit Hole. And you'll want to give that a check out. So many wonderful programs happening. Tomorrow, we have a very special guest on Backstage Pass. And I want to keep it a surprise. But it is somebody that you will know within the 1-2 extended family. And this particular individual has just wrote a book. And we're going to be able to talk with her and get to hear all about what inspired the book and what wisdom is being presented. So we're going to get into that personal conversation. That is all happening tomorrow morning on Backstage Pass with Raven and myself. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for now. This has been The Psychic Playground with Jay Varvel here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world.